This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa State Fair, August 13th to the 23rd in Des Moines. Visit iowastatefair.org to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Iowa leaders are beginning to roll out the next phase of the state's water quality and conservation efforts following passage of the bipartisan farm-to-faucet legislation earlier this year. The package includes investments in water treatment infrastructure, monitoring programs, community water projects, and conservation efforts across the watershed that feeds into the Des Moines metro area. We'll hear from Ag Secretary Mike Nag next.
This year at the Iowa State Fair, Fair Spirit meets 250 years of American history in a celebration across the fair. See the America 250 Iowa display and a permanent sculpture created just for the fair. Walk the Iowa Veterans Memorial Walkway honoring service and sacrifice. Experience 250 years of the American flag, along with red, white, and blue contests and fair favorites. Then look to the sky for drone shows glowing in red, white, and blue, lighting up the fair like never before. From history to celebration, it all comes together at the Iowa State Fair. Learn more at iowastatefair.org.
August 13th through the 23rd.
One of the first announcements tied to the new water initiative focuses on expanding support for cover crops in 22 counties that make up the greater Des Moines watershed. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nag says the goal is to encourage more adoption in areas where participation has lagged behind other parts of the state.
And what we're going to do is you're going to see a series of announcements made rolling out some specific projects. Just this week, we announced this enhanced cover crop cost share, and that is to increase the rate for a repeat user to $25. And it also raises the cap. We usually are trying to spread some dollars around the state, and we put a cap of 160 acres on our normal traditional cost share, cover crop cost share program. This is going to increase that to 500 because we're hearing that there's farms that want to go beyond. And so we're going to lift that cap. And what we're trying to do is increase, we're trying to double the cover crop acres in those 22 counties because I just candid, a few of those counties are areas where we've got lower cover crop adoption. And so we're really trying to push on that and bring this additional incentive. So that's just one example, but there'll be a couple of others that we roll out here as we get through the summer and into the fall.
Nag says the increased cost share announcement comes as the important time as farmers begin looking ahead to their fall cover crop seeding plans. He says a recent visit with producers across Iowa reinforced the importance of having both financial support and a management plan in place before cover crops are planted. The expanded program is part of a larger effort to improve water quality while maintaining productive farmland. Nag says Iowa's already seen significant progress through conservation practices, but more work remains, particularly when it comes to reducing nitrate loss.
We've seen a dramatic increase in the types of practices that we need to see. Nitrate-reducing wetlands, bioreactors, saturated buffers, and cover crops. Cover crops are key. We've gone from a few thousand acres of cover crops before the strategy to 4 million acres today, and we need to double that. We need to go beyond and really push, and that's what these efforts are all about. The other piece is, and we just need to be honest about this, which is let's not play the blame game in the state of Iowa. Let's not say if you're, you know, in the Des Moines area, you can blame everybody upstream, or if you're upstream, you can blame everybody in the Des Moines area for using water or too much water or irrigating, you know, those types of things. Quit it. Let's move beyond that. And that's what this farm to faucet approach is all about, and bringing resources to do just that. Let's invest in water treatment infrastructure in Des Moines because we need that to ensure that people can have safe drinking water. But let's also pair that with a response upstream, up in the watershed, to reduce the loss to begin with. It's only by working together on both ends of that equation that we'll actually be able to achieve these goals long term.
Nag says that the state's long-term strategy depends on both upstream conservation efforts and continued investment in water treatment infrastructure. More information about cover crop assistance programs is available through the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship at Clean Water Iowa. For more on this story, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman. Have a great day.